do I owe the pleasure of this visit, Mr. Cuthbert? There's nothing wrong at Green Gables, I hope.
No, Mrs. Lynn, not wrong exactly. This afternoon, I was watching Anne with the other girls practicing for the concert. It's just the other girls all had these dresses, real pretty dresses, and Anne looked kind of drab next to them.
I've noticed that myself, Mr. Cuthbert. I've ached to tell Marilla so a dozen times, but she thinks she knows more about child-rearing than I do. Well, I'm happy that you agree with me. You think Anne should have a pretty dress as well?
Well, now, seeing as it's Christmas next week...
Perhaps you'd like me to make it up for her, too, seeing that if Marilla was to make it, Anne would probably get wind of it. No, it isn't a mite of trouble. I like sewing. I'll make it to fit my niece, for she and Anne are as like as two peas, as far as figure goes.
Well, now, I'm much obliged, Mrs. Lynde. And, I don't know, I think they make the sleeves different nowadays. If it wouldn't be asking too much...
Puffs? Of course, I'll make it up in the very latest fashion.
Oh, thank you. I'll see myself out. Goodbye.
Well, now, to think of Matthew Cuthbert taking notice of Anne's dresses. That man is waking up after being asleep for 60 years.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Matthew.
Merry Christmas, Anne.
I'm so glad it's white. Any other Christmas doesn't seem real.
Well, now, is this real enough for you?
Why, Matthew, that dress, is that for me?
That's a Christmas present for you, Anne. What's the matter, Anne? Don't you like it? Oh, well, no.
Like it? Oh, Matthew, it's perfectly exquisite. Oh, I can never thank you enough. Look at those sleeves. Oh, this must be a happy dream.
Well, let's have breakfast. I must say, Anne, I don't think you needed the dress, but since Matthew has got it for you, see that you take good care of it.
I don't see how I'm going to eat breakfast. Breakfast seems so commonplace. I'd rather feast my eyes on that dress. Oh, look, there's Diana coming down the slope.
Anne Shirley, who gave you permission to go scampering out into the snow?
Merry Christmas, Diana! Oh, I have something splendid to show you. Matthew has given me the loveliest dress with such sleeves.
I have something more for you. Here, this box. Aunt Josephine sent it. The daintiest pair of kid slippers you ever saw.
Oh, Diana, this is too much. I must be dreaming.
I call it providential. They're perfect for the concert tonight.
Oh, of course.
Anne, will you allow me to wish you a Merry Christmas?
Whatever you do or say is a matter of complete indifference to me, Gilbert Blythe.
That's a new dress, isn't it?
Yes, Matthew got it. I've no wish to discuss it with you.
All right, Anne. Have a good holiday.
Look at the stars in the night sky, Diana. Every single one seems to be winking down at us. Oh, hasn't it been a brilliant evening?
Yes, indeed. And wasn't the boys' dialogue fine? Gilbert Blythe was just splendid. Anne, I do think it's awful the way you treat Gilbert.
He mortally insulted me, Diana. It was my first week at school, and he held the color of my hair up to ridicule.
Well, I saw something tonight that will make you feel differently.
What?
When you ran off the platform after the fairy dialogue, one of your roses fell out of your hair. Gilbert picked it up and put it in his breast pocket. There now. Isn't that the most romantic thing ever?
It's nothing to me what that person does. I simply never waste a thought on him, Diana.
Has she gone off to bed?
She was asleep as soon as her head hit the pillow.
I guess our Anne did as well as any of them.
Yeah, she did. She's a bright child, Matthew. And she looked real nice, too. Anyhow, I was proud of Anne tonight, although I'm not going to tell her so.
Well, no, I was proud of her, too, and I did tell her so, before she went upstairs. We must see what we can do for her, Marilla. I guess she'll need something more than Avonlea School by and by.
You mean the Queen's Academy? That costs money, Matthew.
We'll find the money.
I'm just waiting for the day when she'll behave with a bit more sense. We're neither of us going to be around forever.
Well, no, we haven't done badly so far.
I know, but maybe Rachel Lynde was right. Whatever made us think we could bring up a child like Anne?